Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
He scores!
Now, Sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, let's get it going. Tom Ackerman with you. Full show today. Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, standing by to join us in 9 minutes. We'll be joined by John Mozeliak as well at 11:30. The first place St. Louis Cardinals looking good right now. Kyle McClellan will also talk to us about it, the former Cardinals pitcher and a very good Cardinals player. As a matter of fact, we will say an elite, maybe the best at his position of all time in the history of the game. Not maybe, I think he is. Ozzie Smith is going to be with us at 11:40-ish after we talk to John Mozeliak. The Wizard is going to be with us. We'll also hear from Takuma Sato, who won last night's Worldwide Technology Race, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, the IndyCar race. I want to start with that. We also have David Stewart, the chairman and founder of Worldwide Technology, with us at 11:15 this morning. So there's a lot going on. But last night's race was a spectacle. It was fantastic. And I wanted to congratulate Curtis Francois, the owner of that originally called Gateway Motorsports Park when he changed the name from Gateway International. And when Worldwide came in and put their name on it, it has taken off to another level. I don't know if you noticed this last night, if you follow racing, but Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR's best, maybe, of this generation, along with Dale Jr. and some other great ones. Jimmy Johnson himself was watching the race last night, and he wasn't just watching it for IndyCar. No, he was watching it to see what St. Louis was all about. He tweeted a picture of the crowd at the racetrack and said a full house in St. Louis for IndyCar and gave the thumbs up. He made sure he tagged Kenny Wallace on it. He made sure that other drivers saw it. NASCAR is talking about St. Louis now. And when you draw 42,000 to a race like they did last night, it's a huge win for St. Louis. It's exactly what we talked about last year with the PGA Championship, where fans came out, they traveled to St. Louis, made it a destination, and a worldwide audience was paying attention. Now, in the auto racing world, IndyCar, their races, and the drivers have seen it now 3 years in a row, they all look forward to coming to St. Louis. It used to be, let's go to St. Louis and see what that's all about, and just add another race to our list. No, not anymore. Now it's considered to be one of the top IndyCar races all season, and the drivers look forward to driving in front of a big crowd. So last night, what we saw 5 minutes from the arch at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway was the start of something very special. You can just tell there are too many people involved right now for it not to be. There are so many sponsors and executives. You have Jay Fry, who used to work for IndyCar, is now the NASCAR, is now the president of IndyCar. He was on our show last week. He is paying attention. He's one of the people that's trying to bring together IndyCar and NASCAR fans to look at St. Louis. This is a racing destination, folks, and that's all there is to it. We're going to hear a little bit later more about that race and about the future of that track from David Stewart himself. He granted us an interview, and we certainly appreciate it, right alongside Pitt Road and his Worldwide Technology Chalet. We had a great time over there yesterday. We also had a great time hearing about the St. Louis Cardinals. The Hall of Fame induction was great. Coming up at the end of this hour, Scott Rolen and Jason Isringhausen, some of their speeches. What a special day to see all of those Hall of Famers back there applauding, hugging, putting the red jackets on their newest members. It's one of the special things about this franchise. But we all know this. This franchise is about great players. This franchise is about great personalities. This franchise is about its massive fan base. But make no mistake about it, this franchise is about winning. winning world championships. They won 11 of them. They won a 12th. Do not count them out. Not yet. They're a game and a half up, and here's how.
Chi-Chi checks. He now pitches. Swing and a base hit to left field is going to give the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. Both runners score on the two-run single.
And you go back to the runners tagging, Mike, advancing on the long flyout by Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt was able to do that, but Marcell Ozuna with the two-run single there. And remember Harrison Bader? He went down to Memphis, and everybody said, well, you know, not everybody, but most people said, you know, you just, the guy can't hit anymore. I don't know. And the Cardinals should have traded him when they could, and I don't know what he's got. Here he is, second inning runner on.
I was kidding. Here's a swing and a home run. Cardinals now lead 4-0 as Bader hits his seventh home run of the year. Walk-on home run, that's a good combo if you're getting it. Not so good if you're giving it.
If he gets that swing right against a breaking ball and pitch recognition continues to increase, Bader's going to be a very good player in this league. He's got the speed. There's no doubt about it. He hits a ground ball to the middle of the infield. You're going to have a hard time throwing him out. Anywhere from the middle left of the infield, if he hits a ground ball, it's tough to throw him out. And there's no way you can throw him out when he hits one like that. A home run for Bader. Cardinals led it 4-0, and then Dakota Hudson did his thing. No runs allowed. Two hits, six innings of work. The Cardinals bullpen followed it up. Cardinals won 6-0. Mike Schilt is going to join us in just a few minutes, and we'll run through some of those highlights and talk about his team, which is on a roll right now. They're a game and a half up in the National League Central. And then the big national story, we'll get into a lot of stories this morning, but the big one that I also saw while I was at the race yesterday is that Andrew Luck is saying goodbye to the NFL. He has decided that he's going to retire at the age of 29. His quote, he said, and he's had a lot of injuries. He said, I'm in pain. I'm still in pain. It's been 4 years of this pain, a rehab cycle. It's a myriad of issues, calf strain, posterior ankle impingement, high ankle sprain. Part of my journey going forward will be figuring out how to feel better. The sad part is that he got booed off the field after the word got out that he was retiring. He was watching the game from the sideline, and as he walked off the field during the Colts preseason game, he got booed off the field. I'm from St. Louis. I went to school at Indiana University. A lot of my friends live in Indianapolis and root for the Colts. That does not sound like the Indiana fans that I know. So that was very surprising to me that the fan base would react in that way. I just can't imagine that happening, but it did. They booed him off the field when the word had gotten out that he was going to retire at 29. I'm not sure that I like that one little bit. So the Colts lost the game to the Bears, by the way, 27-17. The NFL is right around the corner. College football last night. Florida barely beat Miami. And I think that's a good sign for Missouri. Florida is the eighth-ranked team in the country. That's the eighth-ranked team in the country. I don't know. Missouri has their number, and the Tigers, if they can get those sanctions lifted, it is going to be on, I'm telling you. 24-20, they won at Orlando, Florida over Miami. We'll come back, have Cardinals manager Mike Schilt next. It's 10:13, sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, back after this.
Welcome to the Napleton Auto Group Manager Show with Mike Schilt. Napleton Auto Group, second to none since 1931. NapletonSTL.com.
Tom Ackerman with you. Before we talk to Mike Schilt, take a listen to this.
Batting 258, 28 home runs. Goldschmidt has hit 23 career home runs with 100 RBIs against the Rockies. And there's a drive. Deep left center field. And it's a goner. Paul Goldschmidt clearing the Rocky bullpen.
Can you
with
smell?
Home
Can
run
you smell
number 29. 6-0 Cardinals.
The Cardinals take the lead at that point, 6-0, and to close things out in the ninth.
They're trying to take the first three in this four-game series with the Rockies. The 1-2 pitch from Dominic Leone. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. He strikes out the side. The Cardinals win this one, and they'll go for the sweep tomorrow behind Michael Walker.
That indeed, with a terrific performance yesterday by Dakota Hudson. He goes six innings. He allows no runs on two hits, walked three, and struck out two. And the Cardinal bullpen followed. Tyler Webb with two-thirds. Giovanni Gallegos with an inning and a third of scoreless ball, and then three strikeouts to close it out there for Dominic Leone. And the Cardinals' offense looked good again. The Cardinals only had six hits on the day, but very efficient. They score six runs and win the game 6-0. I understand six is a serious number around here. Let's go to our broadcasters and take a listen to what they had to say from the booth.
For John Rooney, another really good start by a Cardinals starter.
Dakota Hudson last year, Mike, at AAA went 13-3 and was the pitcher of the year in the Pacific Coast League. With his win last night in the 6-0 Cardinal combined shutout over the Rockies, Dakota Hudson has 13 wins against six losses, and he teamed up with Tyler Webb, Giovanni Gallegos, and Dominic Leone to finish off the shutout, the fifth in the month of August for the Cardinal pitching staff and the ninth overall. And today, the Cardinals, who have a game and a half lead over the Cubs in the Central, go for the four-game sweep of the Rockies.
Last night, the Cardinals hit two home runs. They scored six times on six base hits. The second time they've shut out the Rockies in this four-game series, and they go for the sweep today.
They do indeed, Mike Shannon, and we're joined now by Mike Schilt. The Cardinals manager is with us from Busch Stadium. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. It's always great to talk to you on these Sunday mornings, win or lose, but even better after a win, and now that's three straight against the Rockies and a chance to sweep. What is your team doing well right now to get this thing going?
Yeah, I think we played the brand of baseball that we played pretty much all season, and we've been able to be consistent with all the aspects of it, meaning the hitting, the timely hitting, the starting pitching, and just all the things that allows you to play winning baseball. And of course, I don't think they're nuanced things, but the defense, the base running, just the attention to detail on how to play the game.
Yeah, I always felt like your team was doing that from the beginning, the clean baseball. Didn't you feel that way, that your team needed to do that, and they have? Clean baseball has been kind of a hallmark of your club, whether that offense or pitching has been going or not.
Yeah, and we can't say it's always controllable, but it's something that we know we have a really, really good chance if we play the game the right way. Fundamentally, we're prepared. We're doing everything in competition that we can to make sure we're not giving anything away. I mean, clearly it's not, there's no perfect games, but be consistent with what that looks like. And then also be prepared and alert and capture the moment when it's there to take advantage in competition when somebody's giving you something. And, this group's done that. And this is that's Cardinal baseball. And that's what, we in this organization have done for years. And our fan base expects, I'm sure.
For sure. I always heard this from opponents through the years, that when the Cardinals took the field, you knew you're going to have to beat them because they're not going to beat themselves. I heard it said in that way and in different ways for a long time. I'm sure that's what you're talking about right here.
It's exactly what I'm talking about, and I've said that. I've learned it when I first got in the organization. It was preached to me. It's been preached throughout the organization. It's just, it's how you play the game. And that's why, when some games, if they don't, God forbid, go our way, which happens, and we do those things, that's why, me and our staff and our players can communicate, about the process being good and trust in that and know that, things don't work out some days, and not out. It's not an alibi. It's just a reality. And there's days where and I don't like to, not like to be positive here. We're playing, doing great, but don't work out. It doesn't work out. And sometimes you don't handle something or do something the right way. There's accountability to that too.
Sure. You want to see your hard work rewarded for sure. You also want to see your trust rewarded. And you've put your trust in other players. That's one thing. As a manager, you do that. But also that players trust each other. And when there's a situation where you're falling behind in a game, that you trust that your guy behind you or in front of you is going to get the job done, that can't be measured by a stat or an analytic. That just can't.
And, that's the thing about it. That's why there's a BMO talked about it recently, the art and the science and the sweet spot to both. Clearly the analytics have a rightful place in the game. They, you know, they've directed me and for years now, and I've always tried the best I can to understand them. But to your point, Tom, it's still about people, and it's still about human nature, and as Tony said, they're men, not machines, and what that looks like, you know, is understanding that, you know, it's about, you know, a bunch of group of guys are dealing with a lot of different things on and off the field and are wanting sincerely to perform and how they do the best they can to do that on a daily basis.
Mike Schild is with us, the Cardinals manager, sponsored by Napleton Automotive Group. I do want to ask you how Colton Wong is doing. My understanding was there was no fracture as of last night. That was the word. How is he?
I don't have any more. I mean, we had our staff meeting and Adam gave the medical report. Excuse me, but thankfully no fracture. So that's obviously encouraging. And then, you know, we go from there. As far as how he shows up this morning, we'll see. I mean, in talking to Adam, it's going to be one of those deals where it's kind of individual. Guys heal differently. So it can take a spectrum of a couple of days to a little bit longer. You know, we'll get a little better idea. We would expect him to show up a little sore today. And we'll just evaluate just how long we'll maybe be without him or maybe how soon he'll be back.
The good news is you do have a replacement there in Tommy Edman. Would that be your first choice at second base?
It's our choice today, for sure. You know, we've got some flexibility with him and Munoz. But Tommy's in there today, and which provides another great opportunity to get Karp involved.
So Karp back at third. And if you're ready to give us your lineup for today, we'll take it. We'll love it.
Absolutely.
What do you have today? Who's leading off today?
Fowler,
good. So Fowler back in there. He has been, you know, that's the player where you don't look at batting average. So he's .247, but he's getting on base. He's doing things right. He scored two runs yesterday. He walked twice. Dexter Fowler is looking like the player that it's almost like this is all you could ask for Dexter Fowler in 2019.
Yeah, we're getting, you know, Dexter's, you know, I mean, Dexter's a good player. We're getting that version of him consistently. And like you say, you know, the batting average is a representative, and it's for, especially for, you know, more older school guys, I guess. At least for me, I can only speak for myself. It was harder for me, having been ingrained with batting average for so long, to think in terms of, you know, OPS, which is a better metric. But to the point with Dexter, like last night's 0-2, .247, you go, yeah, well, two walks, two runs score. That moves the needle. And he's doing a great job in pretty much everything he's doing, and made a really nice, nuanced play that didn't go undetected from us. Caught a ball off in the gap on Story, who didn't, you know, got out of the box, ball in the right center. Next cuts it off, gets it in, accurate throw, makes him stop. And then we get a double play ball to end the inning in the sixth. That was a nice, nice baseball play.
That home run he hit the other day on a 2-0 count where Yachty threw his arms up in the air. I mean, I've gotten a gut feeling on some stuff. I know you have too. You can see it coming. But that was crazy to me. I mean, Yachty had his arms up in the air signaling that ball is gone before the ball left the pitcher's hand, I thought.
That's Yachty. I mean, you know, that's what – there's players and people that that just have this amazing ability to be, I don't even know the right word, expert, intuition.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, he's got all those things and just continues to prove how special he is.
Yeah, he's tracking what pitches are being thrown, probably knew what was coming and what Dex was going to do with it. And he deposited that thing over the wall. So Fowler leads off, and I'm imagining that you have a few changes today. I'm just guessing. Day game after a night game, and a chance.
You want the lineup, Tom?
I'll take it.
All right, I'll give it to you. You got Fowler leading off, Tommy Edman at second, Goldschmidt at first, Ozuna, DeJong, Molina, Carpenter, Bader, Waka.
Okay. So pretty close to what you've been doing, except for Tommy in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And Carp.
Correct. Yeah.
How is Carp in your estimation? I mean, we've talked about him so much. We know the ability is there. We know Matt Carpenter can do it. What do you think is the best course of action for him at this point? And what is your thinking along those lines?
Well, I mean, some of it, quite honestly, is just between us and, you know, our clubhouse.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as Carp goes, I spoke about this at somewhat length the other day, but, you know, Carp's a proven talent that, you know, is not performed to his liking, most importantly. And, you know, Carp would be the first to say, it's not that he's not worried about other people's standards, but his standards are so high that that's what he's working off of. And, you know, candidly, sometimes, Tom, you know, and I can't say too high, but when you have super high standards and you struggle, that's a real difficult thing. And I've called people that have those kind of standards, that pursue excellence, that, you know, expect and want to a team to be great, them to be great. You know, Carp's got two things that really can work against him, but they're both beautiful things. One, you know, of all the guys I talked to, which is pretty much everybody, I talked to everybody this offseason, and everybody's, you know, excited and team-oriented and how can we help. I either talked to Carp or got stuff from Carp this offseason consistently about our team, not about him, not about what can I do, where I'm hitting, or any of that stuff, you know, about our culture, about strength training, about thoughts we could do better with anything, bunt plays, whatever the case may be. So when you're invested that much in your off season about this team and us being world champions, and then you clearly want to do your part to help that. So, you know, you got the team component and then you got the individual component. And when you feel like that on some level you're disappointing your ability to contribute to that, that can weigh on you. He's human. And, you know, when you care that much, it means that, you know, it can weigh on you that much more. And so my hope for Carp is that he can just refocus and just get back to playing baseball and not feel like he's letting our group down.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of the beginning of the 2018 season, and you were on the staff at that time, where Jose Martinez was raking, and he said, "I'll play wherever I have to play." Maybe it was 2017. I think it was 18. "I'll play wherever I have to play so we can get Jose some at-bats." That's it right there. I saw a quote recently. I can't remember it word for word, but it was somewhere along the lines of, nobody cares on your team, nobody cares how great you are. What they care about is how great of a teammate you are.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it, you know. And for Carp, you know, his one of the way he goes about being a good teammate is he feels like he's got to perform. And, you know, so I know he's gotten some, you know, concern about that, which just makes him, I mean, he's a special guy, you know. And I got so much respect for this guy, I can't even begin to articulate it. And so, you know, we also know that we've got a team and an obligation to compete and put our best foot forward in competition. And we know that when Carp is it's not at his best, just when he's in a good place, what he's doing, you know, he's a huge part of that. And, you know, unfortunately, he hadn't felt that way in a while. He's working towards it. And my real, you know, confidence is that he'll get there, and we'll, you know, do our best we can to facilitate what that looks like.
Cardinals manager Mike Shildt, sponsored by Napleton Automotive Group. The Mike Shildt Show. We'll come back, have a little more. We'll talk a little pitching with him. A little later, we'll get his thoughts on the new Hall of Famers. Roland and Izzy are in. That is next. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's KMOX Cardinal Baseball today at 1:15 against the Rockies. We'll be back with more of the Cardinals manager on KMOX after this.
Welcome back to the Napleton Auto Group Manager Show with Mike Shildt. Napleton Auto Group, second to none since 1931. NapletonSTL.com.
The Cardinals manager is with us, Mike Shildt, on a cloudy day, but a pleasant day temperature-wise. Yesterday was absolutely spectacular. We had a great IndyCar race last night at Worldwide Technology Raceway Gateway, and we're going to hear from the winner of that race, Takuma Sato. Also, the chairman and founder of Worldwide Technology, David Stewart, is coming up next hour, along with John Mozeliak, Kyle McClellan, Ozzie Smith. My goodness. Mike Schilt, we have a lot of people to get to next hour here on KMOX. And at the end of this hour, we're going to hear a little bit from Jason Isringhausen and Scott Rolen, those two going into the Cardinals Hall of Fame yesterday. You know, I thought about this when Ozzie Smith put the jacket on Scott Rolen yesterday. I thought, now that's the left side of the infield. I mean, could a ball get through that? My gosh.
Yeah, Cardinals don't miss anything. I love the attention to detail. Who put the jacket on guys, and you know, you had two, you know, elite defensive guys. Obviously, Ozzie, best in his position, and Jimmy Evans helping on Scott Rolen, and that's a lot of defense right there.
Big time. Jason Isringhausen, what a name, what a great story. A hometown kid comes back and pitches for the St. Louis Cardinals and continues to work in the organization, Mike. He works in the minor leagues, takes a look at a lot of great talent for you.
Yeah, I don't know if people really know what Izzy does exactly. First of all, congratulations to Izzy and Scott Rolen, of course, Mort Cooper. That's a huge honor, obviously, and I don't know how much it means to him. I can only imagine, but I know how sincere Izzy has been about and prideful he is about being in, you know, having that red jacket, and, you know, just a well-deserved honor. I'm very happy for everybody, and congratulations to him. But, you know, Izzy does a wonderful job in organization. He does some stuff that helps with our pitchers, but he also works in a really, really, really good program called Cardinal Corps that he and a gentleman named John Hartwick oversees. But him and Ryan Ludwig and Braden Looper and Orlando Palmieri and Bernard Gilkey are all involved with to help help our young minor league guys figure out what it means to be a Cardinal and a man on and off the field.
No doubt about it. And then Scott Rolen, as good a third baseman of that position as anybody. And he also had some big hits for the organization, but what a great, great player he is, isn't he?
Oh man. Well, I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame here, Cardinal Hall of Famer for a reason. That guy was a lot of skill set, big man, moved like a, you know, moved unbelievably well for his size and strong, accurate arm. Obviously, you know, quick off the ball. He'd make every play, you know, left, right, in. You know, again, the arm was strong and true. Take a good at bat, tough at bat. And look, I didn't have the privilege of getting to know him, but watching him and then hearing things. So it's just a really, really fierce, tough, strong competitor.
He told me he was very nervous about getting up there and making a speech. I thought he was fantastic. I thought both of them were, but Scott's a much better speaker than he gives himself credit for. Pretty funny, dry humor, too. It was really good. We'll hear it here in just a bit after we finish with Mike Schilt. Mike, you have Michael Wacha on the mound today, and here's another story of trust. You know, you trusted that he could find it, turn things around, and what we've seen out of Michael Wacha, I think you would agree, has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, Michael's been great. You know, a lot of downhill playing, you know, command of his pitches. You know, Michael commands his arsenal and uses his signature changeup with it. You know, we've seen it. I mean, you know, we've had the privilege of seeing it here for years. And, you know, that's what he's been doing recently.
He has, and he'll be pitching today against the Rockies, 1:15 for his first pitch on KMOX. Back to Dakota Hudson, who has been working that sinker. He has found himself something pretty special. And how about this? It's the 150th shutout caught by Yadier Molina. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, that ranks fourth in Major League history, dating back to 1900. This is Dakota Hudson's turning things around, but having Yadi guiding you through also helps, doesn't it?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, he called his 150th career shutout, past Tony Pena, I believe, for the most shutouts and for any catcher from Latin America, which is a huge honor. He's fourth all time. You know, he's Yadi. You know, he's we alluded to it earlier. He's got an amazing special skill set and intuition and a understanding of this game that's in my world unparalleled.
What was the big thing for Dakota, do you think, just to get him into this great spot? Because now, obviously, he's been dealing for you, putting up zeros.
I think we've seen it in earlier in the year, talked about it. And it's more about him just being convicted of what he's doing and then being in control of what he's doing and, getting ahead of counts. I mean, this guy's got such good stuff. And there's a learning curve to how that plays here and how to use it and when to use it and how to work during things as the game progresses. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Dakota, not only with his ability, but more so with his mentality and his desire to compete.
You're going to Milwaukee after this. We'll touch on that at another time about that exact matchup. But from my understanding, Adam Wainwright takes the ball on Monday, and you go right back on Tuesday with?
So we've got Waino, and then we got Miles, and we got Jack.
Got it. And oh my gosh, Jack, what a performance he put on the other day as well. He continues to get it going, and his ERA has dipped down to 3.32. This rotation's coming around, folks. No doubt about it. No secret why the Cardinals are a game and a half up in the National League Central. We'll come back for a final word with Mike Schilt on the Mike Schilt Show, sponsored by Napleton Automotive Group. The first place St. Louis Cardinals playing at 1:15 today on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Napleton Auto Group Manager Show with Mike Schilt. Napleton Auto Group, second to none since 1931. NapletonSTL.com.
Mike Schilt is with us. Just a couple more minutes with him. We really appreciate his time before the Cardinals take on the Colorado Rockies at Busch Stadium. Mike, September 1st, how does that change what you do, and how much does that help you to have some more players at your disposal?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really got my head there quite yet, Tom. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had the conversations. I have thought about it a little bit. Obviously it changes things. We've got an expanded roster, and clearly we've got guys that I'm super encouraged about, the guys we're going to come up, because we've got guys that we know are familiar with what we do, how we do it, and have contributed already and enjoy the competition and embrace it and are with the mindset of how we compete. So I'm excited about it, but right now I'm thinking about the Colorado Rockies
today. I know you are. Your center fielder is Harrison Bader, and the last thing here is I wanted to talk about his resurgence. That has been a real spark for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a spark for us. Harrison's definitely contributed. I mean, this is a team that's been playing well for a period of time, so he just came in and has done his part. That's what, you know, the guys do, we do every day, do your part to help us shake hands into the game. But Harrison's, you know, taking better at bats, more patient, continues to play the good defense that we all come to expect and appreciate. So he's fit right back in.
Well, it's good to see him out there, and he'll be out there today in your lineup as you take on the Colorado Rockies. As always, a pleasure to speak to you, and good luck today.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you. Have a great day and a blessed one.
You too. Now, as for the Hall of Fame, Jason Isringhausen, we thank Mike Schilt very much for joining us. Here's Dan McLaughlin.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podium Cardinals Hall of Famer Jason Isringhausen.
This is Ballpark Village yesterday, the Hall of Fame induction.
Okay, now the hard part. All right, I stand here in front of you guys like many have come before me. I am humbled, thankful, and in awe of this honor. To think that a kid from Brighton, Illinois, I grew up there and I cheered for this organization, would be standing in front of you and wearing this red jacket is the greatest day of my baseball life. I look over at these legends that are here today, and you guys are still my heroes. Ozzy, Willie, Vince, and Whitey, you made this kid love baseball. And for that, I'm very thankful. Growing up less than an hour away, we all pretended that we were Ozzy, Willie, and Vince. Well, except for the speed. You know, man, you guys were fun to watch. You guys are my heroes. I grew up cheering for you, and you have surpassed what I thought it could be like to meet you. You represent a great era in Cardinals baseball and turned so many of us into fans. For that, I am forever indebted to you. Two Hall of Famers are not with us today, but they have had profound impact on my life. Red Shandies was more than a great baseball player. He was my friend. Red, I miss you, and every time I hunt or fish, I think of you. I know you're proud of this moment. Also, I'd like to extend my best wishes to Bob Gibson. You never forget the first time that you shake that man's hand because you know in the presence of greatness. Bob, know that all of us are thinking of you today, and we look forward, I look forward to wearing this red jacket with you on opening day 2020. To be here with you, to be part of this exclusive fraternity means everything to me. You all made me love this game. I love the St. Louis Cardinals. I didn't start playing this great game to be here this afternoon, and I wasn't sure where it would take me, but I am humbled to be here today and stand in front of you as a member of the St. Louis Baseball Cardinals Hall of Fame. Finally, I'm almost done, Mike. I know we got to get this thing going. To the best fans in baseball, to the fans of the St. Louis Cardinals, I want you to know that you are truly the best fans in the game. There's nothing like that feeling when the bullpen door opens and 40,000 people are on their feet cheering and maybe sometimes booing. It happens. It comes with the job. It was amazing then, and you guys still never disappoint today. Like you, I'm a fan of this great organization. I love the Cardinals. The birds on the bat mean more than just baseball. To me, it means winning. And we've won a lot here. It's a lot of fun. It has meant history. It has meant going to Busch Stadium when I was a kid, cheering on for all my heroes. It's meant Clydesdales and backflips. It's meant traditions being handed down from generation to generation. The birds on the bat meant I was home. And that's what I feel today. I'm home. Being here among all of you, it's home. Thank you very much. It's been a wild ride, and I just want to thank everybody so much for being here. Thank you.
Jason Isringhausen, after his speech, here is Scott Rowland, the end of his.
Thank you again, St. Louis Cardinals. Thank you, St. Louis Cardinal fans. Thank you to my family and friends for being here with me as you've always been here with me. And gentlemen, I have admired your careers growing up, every one of you. And it's been an honor to play side by side with you as well. Guys, I am humbled and honored to join with my friend Jason Isringhausen, you gentlemen, as a St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Famer. Thank you.
Scott Rowland, Jason Isringhausen, and Mort Cooper, Cardinals Hall of Famers. We'll be back next hour on KMOX.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.